Test 64, Section 3, Question 22. We're looking for, it says, the science writer's statements support which one of the following? So what do the statements support? And it says, scientists' astounding success rate with research problems they've been called upon to solve causes the public to think that they can solve anything. So works really well with science, so people think they can solve anything. In fact, the problems that scientists are called upon to solve are typically selected by the scientists themselves, but they're actually picking the questions. When the problems are instead selected by politicians or business leaders, their formulation is nevertheless guided by scientists in such a way as to make scientific solutions feasible. So even when someone else is picking it, they get to help form the question, so it makes it so they're probably going to succeed. Scientists are almost never asked to solve problems that are not subject to such formulation, and they never get asked to do that. So we're looking for what does the passage support, or what does that give evidence for? And what it seems to be geared towards is that, well, maybe science is, you know, looks so successful because they're kind of picking and choosing their spots, so to speak. So that's kind of what I look for. None of it is super strong. It's just saying, you know, hey, it's, you know, that it's part of what causes the public. And there's a word there that says to believe falsely that science can solve any problem. So the author at least thinks that there's some problem science won't solve. So let's see what we get in our answers. If a problem is formulated in such a way as to make a scientific solution feasible, scientists will usually be called upon to solve that problem. Well, this really is kind of flipping some stuff around. It's saying if they're called upon to solve a problem, it's usually going to be formulated in a way to make it feasible. But that doesn't mean if it is formulated in a way to make it feasible, they'll necessarily be called upon. B, any problem a scientist can solve can be formulated in a way as to make it feasible. The thing here is it's just a little too strong because it says any. And we just know it uses typically and so things like that. You know, it says they're almost never, but that doesn't really quite get us to any, so any was too strong. Scientists would probably have a lower success rate with research problems if their grounds for selecting such problems were less narrow. Well, maybe. And part of the thing about that is it's so weak that it's really just not doing much of anything. And so it's kind of saying, yeah, probably have a lower success rate if they weren't so narrow. Sure. If they didn't get to pick their spots. D, most of the problems scientists are called upon to solve are problems that politicians and business leaders want solved, but whose formulation scientists have helped guide. We don't know where the bulk of the questions comes from, whether they're internally generated by scientists or whether they're externally generated by the politicians and business leaders. And then the only reason for the astounding success rate of science is that the problem there is it's the only reason, and that's too strong. And so C is definitely our best answer here.